Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As we say it daily, let it be God first in your life as you wake up every day. Have at least a 10 to 15 minutes quiet time before God, your maker. Listen to Turning Point for that quiet time with God. Either while still lying on your bed, sitting or kneeling down beside the bed or your chair, standing up or pacing up and down, you can even take your phone along with you, listening to Turning Point, to your restroom, your kitchen, or doing your early morning walk, if that is what you do as you wake up. Anyhow, let it be God's first daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, then read a short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me, published monthly, both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online with a token, it shall be sent to your phone. You can do a 1 year or monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 27th day in February 2024. We name 2024 our year of divine mandate. I prophesy to my listeners, you shall operate in your full mandate this year. Now open your hand and heart to receive the day's blessings and be responding with amen. I receive it. God will fix it up for you. That's what I'm receiving in my spirit now. God said, I will fix it up for them. Listeners, identify what areas and the things you want God to fix up for you in your life or in your things. I hear God saying, I will fix your marriage. I will fix your health. I will fix your home. I will fix your children. I will fix your immigration issue. I will fix you up in that country. I will fix your finances. I will fix your business. What do you desire God to help you fix up? That's what I'm receiving in my spirit. Mention those things specifically. Mention the place. Mention it for yourself or your children. Mention it. What do you want God to do for you? Before I start praying for you, mention those things specifically. I bow my knees on this global altar and I prophesy, God will fix you up. What is beyond you is not beyond your God. On those issues you have mentioned or you have in heart, God will fix it up for you. You will smile and you will have testimonies in Jesus' name. Everybody do this. Take your anointed mantle along with you everywhere you go this week. Everywhere. Put it on you, in your handbag, in your side jacket pocket, man, in your bra, anywhere. God will cause good things to gravitate towards you. Favor, help, and assistance, they will be attracted to you. You shall be given attention. No harm, no injury, no kidnapping, no assault, no vandalism, no stray bullet, no armed robbery, nothing evil will come near you. I speak as I receive from God. Obey these instructions and you see the manifestation of God's wonders. Could God God honors obedience? Please obey him. February 27th, celebrant your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Oh, you are divinely covered. God will add years to your days and days to your years. Happy birthday. Welcome to the second day of insightful teaching and practical teachings of life. Listen and apply. First one today. Good morning, TPGF. Sir, please, I want to know if it is wrong to pay more than 10% of the gross of one's income. The reason being that there might be some money that came and once forgot to tithe on them. Please, I need clarification on this. Wow. Let me start like this by saying we must be detailed and intentional in our dealings and serving God. Our God is a detailed God. When Jesus fed the multitude in the wilderness, they counted 5,000 men. They counted the leftovers, 12 baskets full. The man that lost a sheep out of 100 took stock. He counted. Gideon called for men to follow him to the war front. 32,000 men showed up. They counted. A whole book in the Bible is called the Book of Numbers. Go through that book. It is full of statistics, counting and recounting. This is my point. All in business, you must do your bookkeeping very diligently. Even if you are just starting, it is still a small business, I know. Have detailed record. Take stock. Write the cost price, the unit price, the selling price, and the profit expenditure, which is the overhead cost. You must know what profit or losses you are making in your business intentionally. Tithe on business is on net profit, not gross. But if you are a salary earner, tithe is on everything you are paid, your gross pay. We have explained this severally on this platform. Please do thorough and diligent calculation. I don't know whether I am making profit or I don't know whether I am making losses. Should not be. That should not arise at all. Next, Good Morning TPGF is being an interpreter, a work in the house of God. A pastor said it is not. I want to know if I'm working for God. Two, what can I do in the midst of brethren that criticized me in the church and showed it openly? Can I continue my interpretation work or should I exercise patience? Wow. Being an interpreter to a preacher in the church is surely a service. But the main service for all Christians in the church is going out to win souls. Soul winning is the main mandate God gave to us as a church and as individual. Without winning soul to the church, there will be no one choir to sing at, choir we sing to. There will be no one ushers we arrange. There will be no one that pastor and interpreter we preach to. Ditto for all the other service arms of the church. So going out to win soul is the most important service we can render in God's kingdom. All other service arms will then follow. If brethren are criticizing you in the church and you think it's unfair criticism, then let the head of department know. You could even tell the pastor for his own intervention. Next, Good Morning, sir. My husband does not have parents again, but has siblings. When I gave birth to our child, my mom is not supposed to come for the Omugwo. I am a Yoruba by tribe. His elder sister said, my mom should not come and take the place of their own mother. This issue nearly broke my home. My husband disrespected my mom, and we both agreed initially that my mom should come, coming to help us take care of the baby has really caused a lot of problem in our home. My husband is not even helping matters at all. They gave me bad names. I need your counsel, sir. Wow. My counsel is that you take heart and have patience. You are going through the challenge of marriage across culture, marrying into another tribe. This case is a culture issue. That part of the country celebrates Omugwo. It's a very strong tradition with them. When our first set of grandchildren, that happened to be a set of twins, arrived, my wife told my son and his wife, I am not leaving my husband to come over to your house. You are the one that should bring your wife and your children to our house so that I can take care of the babies. And that's exactly what they did. They were okay, and I did not suffer. Singles, when getting married, especially to another tribe or across culture, discuss all these issues very well. Culture is a very strong part of people's life, especially in this part of the world. You and your husband ought to stand with each other. The husband ought to have defended you against the assault from his siblings, which unfortunately he did not do. Have patience. You have already married him. He will mature along the line. Don't let it break your home. Next, Daddy, I desire to fast, but I'm a nursing mother, and I feel I have the capacity to fast. Should I engage in it? Wow, yes. You may have the capacity to fast, but the baby needs the mother's milk. Mother's milk will come more when the mother is well fed. So do it with wisdom. Maybe not full fasting, partial fasting, so that you don't starve the child. I also think after 6 months or so, the baby will start feeding on the normal general food. So why not wait for 6 months and then do that? You can pick up your full fasting thereafter. Listeners, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to bring more people to this platform. We are growing all over the world because people are sharing. Bring more people. Wear your TPGF kit as a way of strengthening this brand. Month is already ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and business tithe, a profit. If you are a battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment, see sower. And the 222 we are sowing this month. Next month, in the month of March, we will move on to 3333. Whatever you do that brings the glory, you do it more. You are hearing people's testimonies. This monthly sacrificial seed is working wonders. Battle seed, Thanksgiving seed, and all the other seed, they are working for us. 5 things happen to a faithful and a diligent tither. 5 seed and then seed sowers. Number 1, God rebukes devourers for their sake. 2, God sends destiny helpers to various junctions of their lives. 3, God opens his heaven of blessing on them. 4, their business, their blessings do not end with them. It extends to their children, children, children. 5, then a crown of glory, reward in heaven. Ask God for grace to be a diligent and a faithful tither and a seed sower to the fertile soil of God's kingdom. Oh, they are covenant work, which we are going to do with God as long as we live. God also gives them long life. Yesterday, I had a slip of tongue when I said, I do 18 hours preaching a day. Not a day, it is a week. I'm sorry for that slip of tongue. I prophesy to everyone's life, the Lord bless you, increase you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.